Weekday wake up on SVI Radio and a chance to catch up with the Lincoln County Commission and talk about the petition for five commissioners and chairman of the commission. That's Kent Conley. He's with me right now. Well, Commissioner, let's start with this. We talked with the Lincoln County GOP previously about this petition to go from three to five commissioners. I know this isn't a new idea, something that's been kicked around in the county for a handful of years. So what are your thoughts on five commissioners?
Five commissioners for me goes way back to when I ran the first time in 2004. It was highly talked about and has been highly debated. And I'll try to walk through some of the reasons it probably hasn't went to five for a long time. But I'll start off with the part in there when Mr. Oviatt stated in there that if we went to five, it will save money. You cannot add people and save money. It's the bottom line to it. And the proposal in there says remove our staff, chief of staff. Our chief of staff is not a new job. It was a job that we had when Jonathan Tigert was here, and in the cutbacks during the recession, it was taken away. And when I came back into office, we basically, Jerry Hansen was in here then, and he came to us first with the idea that we absolutely needed this to get our planning department back to where it belonged. And that's exactly what, because one of his key jobs is not only what he does for HR and a couple other things I'll mention, it is to take care of planning. And our planning department right now, there's only five in the backlog where we had 100 when I took office. And so that was part of the direction. But also, one of his key jobs is our health insurance, which is a huge load that never existed 10 years ago. He saved us $1 million in our health cost. That position, maybe one of a new commissioner or whatever will decide that that position is not needed. But either way, even if you lost that position and added two, you're adding one person. And when you add a commissioner, you add the mileage, you add the health insurance, you add the entire package. When Sublette County went to it, it was $250,000 added to their budget. And right now in Park County, where they're trying to go away from five county commissioners, and there's seven counties trying to do that, they estimate that cost to be $500,000 they would save in those other counties by going back to three. So that's one of the main caveats. When you add people, you add commissioners, commissioners come in with the responsibility of traveling in this county and attending meetings. The number of meetings that they're the minimum they have to go to show up on a regular basis is 72 of our regular meetings, and then their assignment meetings take them up to 192 meetings a year. That's a lot of commitment, that's a lot of time, and a lot of travel back and forth in there, and there's a cost associated with that, as you well know. In a county like we're a special county. There's very few counties that you have to travel 160 miles to go across. If you go to five county commissioners and just say five at large, which is, it's a two-part question, that's where Lance had it right in there, Mr. Oviatt, excuse me. You can form districts if you want. There's only one county that did that and wound up in court over it, and that was Fremont. And they don't like the system at all, because if you go to five and you vote to do the districts, and there'll be a two-part question, he was correct on that. The one question will ask you, do you want to go to five? And then the other is, do you want to district them? If you district them, you're only going to get to vote on the district that's created. And the districts are created by the will of the county commissioners and how they do it. People are telling us you have to use the areas of concern and geography, excuse me. And in that geography, you're not going to like how it breaks up. That's all there is to it. I've been using as an example the Lincoln County School District number 2. And in order to get an area in the middle of this county, you have to dip up between Cokeville and go clear into Osmond Fairview up in through there. And how you would break up the upper valley and lower valley in there, they're broke up. But you would only be voting for them in one area. You wouldn't be voting for a whole county. The county would not vote, for example, if you had one in place right now and I was the commissioner from down here, I would only have to worry about getting the votes from down here in southern Lincoln County in my district. And that, do you want, the people need to think hard about these decisions and that breakup, what it would look like, what your community would look up like with five districts in there on it. And you have the ability to have an at-large, but that at-large, these are complicated things. I've been working for the last 2 weeks basically trying to gather information about the subject in there on it. And so as voters, my advice to you is very simple. Sit down in your own community and say, okay, do I only want to be able to vote for one commissioner? Or do I want to have a voice in what goes on in Lincoln County? And that's a key question I think everyone needs to answer in this discussion. Is it better for me? If you ask me personally, I would say I would be rather voting on people out in the county. People do not like the present systems for a couple reasons. Number one, you can reach a point like you were a few years ago when you had three county commissioners from Upper Valley in through there. But that was what the people voted on. getting candidates. The people should be deciding this. And that's where I'm at. I've dealt with it long enough. I'm almost of the opinion right now that maybe it's time to vote five to see what you want. But I always have believed in the people that they will get it right. And by that same token, who we put into office. But having commissioners that care about your whole county is very key to me. When I came into office, one of the key things I got involved with was an Alpine library and a Thane incinerator that people didn't like smoking, and the libraries that didn't exist in Thane and stuff. Those are things that I've been part of. If I'm only in my district down through here, are you going to be able to elect people that can do it? And can you get in certain areas, can you get people to run? If you're in Alpine, how many people can get off work enough to come to 192 meetings? Or if you live in Thane, 192 meetings. That's key, and it's very key. When you talk to senators and representatives, the first thing they'll tell you is, I can tell you what Senator Dockstetter tells me every other day. I need my three county commissioners in Cheyenne to push this issue. And he's dead serious when he says that, because that makes a big difference when we are down there lobbying for money. And you're about to have a whole bunch of other districts up in front of you that are going to be local issues. And the money thing right now, we've just lost the coal mine, basically. It's still going to be open, but none of the coal goes in there. So we're losing money on this side right now. But the five county commissioners, you've got to be able to spend a lot of time at this job. And please do go ask current county commissioners besides me and the other county commissioners that have served how much time it takes. So as the voters, as this comes before you in there on that thing in there, remember, it's a two-part question. Do you want five, but do you want districts? Districts are going to be very hard to manage, and they're going to take a lot of going through by the present three county commissioners, whatever you get, because you get to vote on that first. You get to, the two questions are asked first. You ask the first question that says five and the district, and then once that says, okay, that's in place, then that's when it comes back to the county commissioners to create the districts so that in 2028 you would fill the positions. And so you're not going to have any movement on this. If it went through, you wouldn't seat them and really until 2029. I'll touch on growth and what it could mean and how you handle districts. Lincoln County right now, everybody says, and I think Mr. Oviatt said that the greatest amount of population had grown up above. We haven't really grown that much. We're gaining people in here in a lot of second homes and a lot of different things. Down here where I live, I got a workforce of 600 people coming in and out here. They don't have anywhere to live, but they're going to try to build 1,500 homes down here. I don't think there's a town really, I don't know of many towns in Lincoln County right now that aren't trying to annex in anticipation of this coming on. So your population is going to change, which would mean if you establish the districts, every 10 years, just like the legislature, you'd have to readjust those districts to mirror the change in population. And you're about to probably go through some growth. Is Lincoln County changing? Yes. Is it changing for the right direction with some industry and stuff? It is. And businesses, they're picking up. Our sales tax revenue's down a little bit, but the districting is key in this discussion. School districts are different. The school district, for example, if you live in your district, then that whole the whole school district votes for you. And so that's the difference here. The county commissioner's answer to the Wyoming State Legislature, we're an arm of state government, so we have to follow their rules and by good token, because we handle the money.
Commissioner, one thing I wanted to ask you was, one of the reasons that some people might like the five commission ideas, they feel that it spreads out the vote. And you, for example, you can't have just two commissioners, for example, tag team on any one issue, and it spreads things out and makes things maybe more complex that way with the vote. Maybe speak to that. What's your experience being on a three-person commission like that?
My three-person commission meeting is very glaring to me, because my entire time I've been on a three, and I watch counties around me that have five. And what usually happens is when you have a large group of five in there, you still wind up with the most powerful voting group in the area. People that understand what they're, knowing their job and knowing what it is. Do I care about the other part of this county? I just talked about what I help do all the time. I field as many phone calls from the other part of the county. You want to have a mix of county commissioners with knowledge so they can bring different things to the table. And you also want to be able to work together. And you lock us in districts, and you're gonna guard your district. That's all there is to it. I mean, you people probably don't like me to say it that way, but that's what you do. But that's why school districts do what they do and say the whole electorate has to vote you. But under the rules we have, the whole electorate wouldn't get you to do there. A working commission, the commissions that work the best, the fives that work together the best, are in count in in counties that have a one large populated area. I ran on the premise last time that you needed a commissioner in Southern Lincoln County because you had three in the Afton area. I understand what's going on now in the Lower Valley with no representation there. It is very glaring in the conversations I have with a lot of people, but it's in the hands of the people to do that. And so if you morph into one of these other things in there, you could wind up with still only one. And when you have one and four and how they get represented in between there, the county commissions that are five, what I hear out of them all the time, what they don't like, I lose 3-2 all the time. And that's what it is. And I can lose 2-1. And I remind people that very quickly, or Mel can, or Terry. But we sit down in a room and we know what it is. Take those into consideration as you listen to it. I'm more than willing to take anybody's phone call and discuss it with you. And so is my two counterparts. Like I say, every time, we'll talk more about it on the ambulance, because we had an option to actually impose a tax on you in the rules, the new rules of that, by the three of us. We don't believe that's fair. We believe you should be voting on these districts and how these things fall out.
Thank you, County Commissioner Kent Conley. It's Weekday Wake Up, SBI Radio.